Morning, everyone. I'm honored to be able to speak to you again this morning. Let me get my pulpit together here. And start my timer, so if that buzzes, we'll know I've gone past. So I'm honored to be able to speak to you again this morning. I appreciate the elders allowing me the chance to talk to you today. I'm going to be covering a lot of scriptures, quoting a lot of scriptures, and I'm not necessarily going to be able to have time to pause and allow you all to flip through those. If you're really fast, go for it. But if anyone wants a copy of my notes and the scriptures that I'll be using, feel free to contact me after class is over, and I'll make sure that you get a copy of the scriptures and the notes for your benefit. This morning, we're going to praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. The word hallelujah is an imperative, meaning all of you praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. I appreciate Brother Dave's lesson, the Lord's Supper. It ties in very neatly with the sermon today. I appreciate Isaac reading Psalm 118. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. This morning's lesson is going to be praise. Now, you might learn something from the lesson today, but what I want to do is to praise God. I feel a need to praise God. It's hard not to praise God on a day like today. Praise is a response to faith, and I truly believe that there is a God. I truly believe that He is alive, that Jesus Christ is His Son, that His Son was resurrected, and that He has taken away my sins, and that they live in heaven, and the Holy Spirit Counselor is with us today. And if you truly believe in God, and you truly believe the amazing things that the Scriptures say about God, then prayer will be a natural response, or praise will be a natural response to that. So the next half hour, I'm going to be honoring God with praise. For great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. We know that the other gods are little gods. There is only one God, our God. 1 Chronicles 16:25. The word praise means the expression of admiration or appreciation or devotion. And as we assemble the Almighty God with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are here with us, we have entered into the most holy place. Not that this building is holy, it's not, it's just a building. But we have been made holy through our redemption in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:11. We are a royal priesthood. 2 Peter 2:9. And so it is we who bring the holiness here because of Jesus Christ. He has made us holy. And too often, I believe that we gather together to fellowship and encourage one another, but we don't tend to focus as much on praise. Praising God. And there's many aspects of worship, but very often we spend time in worship services warning one another of sin or trying to help ourselves get out of sin. We talk about self-improvement, making ourselves better. We talk about how to get along better with one another, with each other. We talk about using the Bible to direct us. We talk about seeking God's help to benefit us. It's very focused, and that's not a statement about the schedule or the congregation or anything. It's an observation about Christendom in general because humans are a selfish lot. I know that I am. I'm selfish with my time and with my resources. I struggled to make time to prepare for this lesson because I've longed for summer, and I want to be outside doing stuff. Stuff for me. It's a challenge for me in my day-to-day life to give attention to my family, whom I can see, let alone to God, whom I cannot see. But both God and my family are worthy of my time, and of course, God is utterly worthy of my full devotion, because my time and my life belong to God, as do yours. In Isaiah 43:21, we read that God created us to praise Him. God, have mercy on me, a sinful man. I will praise Your name forevermore. As is Thy name, O God, so is Thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. That's a great image. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Psalm 48:10. So we gather here today, we gather to worship and encourage, but we also gather to praise God as a part of the service. And as I said, much of what we do is focused on us, on ourselves. We study to improve ourselves so that we can grow. We study to comfort ourselves. Sometimes we study to justify ourselves. We fellowship that people that we like to spend time with. I mean, you know, no one would come if we did hate each other. Really? You know, we'd find a reason to worship somewhere else. That just be honest about that. And we like to spend time with people that make us feel good about ourselves. And in our selfishness, we tend to squeeze in praise to God and all of that. Again, this is a general statement. I'm not condemning anyone. I'm including myself in the group. But we need to remember that we are here to praise God. We do not praise God enough. We can never, of course, by definition, praise God enough, for He is worthy of our full devotion. In daily life, we tend to keep God close, but in our pocket, like a pocket knife. We want Him around when He's useful. Thanks, God. And then we put Him away until we need Him again. We forget that God is worthy of our full devotion at all times, that God is with us at all times. Today, God is not out of sight, out of mind. We focus our time on praise. Sing praise to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Psalm 47:6. I appreciate Perry leading the songs today. I picked out a few of them. We were right on track. He had the same ones in mind. Songs in particular are a form of praise. But if you look through the book, even not all the songs are about praising God. A lot of the songs that we sing in the book are about prayers that we're praying to God to give us or help us with something. A lot of the songs that we sing, we are actually singing to someone else, admonishing them to turn from their ways or to follow God. A lot of the songs we sing are reminders to ourselves that we need to be out doing the Christian work. And those are all good things, and they're all very useful, and they're all forms of praise. But we wanted to sing songs today that were just about praising God and not asking Him for anything else. Just praise you, God, praise you, Almighty God. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus reminded us, "Where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them." We sometimes forget that God is here with us. He is just as much a presence with us today as is Barry, as is Frank, as is Maria. God is here with us now. Imagine, if you will, if Queen Elizabeth, the monarch of England, walked in the door. Or someone else of power, perhaps Nelson Mandela. Perhaps President Obama. Regardless of what you think of him, he is the President of the United States of America. When someone of a power and authority walks into the room, you can feel the electricity. You can feel the change in the atmosphere. You sense the power. You sense the authority. In my life, I've had the opportunity to meet some powerful people. I got to meet the president of Palau one time. I have met several governors, several senators. I actually got to meet Charlton Heston, and even though he's not powerful, he's an imposing, powerful man. And you're kind of awed by that. At least I am awed by that authority. But the power of humans goes away. Most of the time, the authority is due to their position and not necessarily to them. I got to spend a lot of time with the governor of the Mariana Islands. The first time I met him, I was a little starstruck. Wow, the governor, how cool is this? I'm a lowly soil conservationist in a lowly agency meeting the governor. After I spent a lot of time with him, I got to know him. I actually had lunch with him, and I'd go to meetings with him. And you know what? He's just a schmuck like me. And that electricity faded in time. But keep in mind, and remember what Brother Dave said to the Lord's Supper today. The creator of the universe is in this room right now. And we forget that. How amazing it is that we are created. How astonishing it is that he redeemed us from our sins. Worthy art thou, O Lord and our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they were and were created. Revelation 4:11. With the word, God spoke the universe into being, including me. How can I not respond to that with praise and devotion? Effusive praise and emotion and outpouring of feeling does not come naturally to me. I'm not an especially emotional person. And I've never been a hands in the air kind of guy when it comes to worship. And this lesson is a little bit of a stretch for me out of my comfort zone to show some emotion. And I'm going to be very careful not to step into showmanship, which we'll warn about in a minute. But you know, the churches of Christ in general are not particularly charismatic. And I fully understand why we tend to be a bit subdued, because we want the world to see us as having a rational faith based upon reason and study and observation of the evidences. We stand on the scriptures. We don't want to be lumped in with the holy rollers. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God today. Praise God today. Now, I'm not making fun of people who are sincere in their devotion, because there are people who are different than I am. But you and I both know that the world sees showmanship rather than true Christianity all too often. And then they lump all Christianity in with the extremes. And so we tend to be more staid and conservative. We draw back just a little bit, hands folded, very polite. And I feel that we're losing the feeling of praise to God. We're losing that devotion to God. My own faith is an intellectual one. What I mean is that my faith is based on reason and study and observation of evidences. I'm a Church of Christer. And I feel uncomfortable when I'm around others who tend to be moved by the Spirit and impassioned with that Holy Spirit power. And I feel a little guilty about that. I should not feel embarrassed when someone else truly feels a desire to gush with praise for God. I should be inspired by that, not ashamed. I should have that same outpouring of admiration and devotion, the love of our Father, our mutual Heavenly Father. God is worthy of praise. God deserves our praise. And if you really feel that, sometimes it's going to bubble up through you. God has earned every ounce of my full devotion. I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. 2 Samuel 22:4. Now, I'm not like Spock, although, you know, it's pretty cool with pointy ears and all that. I do have emotions, and I've been moved by the Spirit to the point where I cannot help but express my inner passions. I've shouted with joy to God, praise God. I have sung outside of the worship services at the top of my lungs, praise songs while driving down the highway. I have been moved to fall to my knees and thank God when I am in the presence of a particularly majestic scene in nature, but for me, typically, it's a private thing, bubbly, open expressiveness, praise of God on cue during worship doesn't come naturally to me, and that's okay. In order for praise to be genuine, it must be real. It must be true to yourself. It must be sincere. I would place a lot greater value on a single word of praise from my grandfather, muddled quietly under his breath, than I would from a book full of praise from a lot of other blowhards that I know about. God wants our sincere praise and devotion, not showmanship, sincere praise. Jehovah is my strength and song. He is my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Exodus 15:2. I love that phrase, my Father's God. This is my Father's God. And I can proudly say, this is my Father's Father's God. Other people are passionate by nature. My wife is an emotional soul, and I love her, and it hurts her feelings if I thwart her outward expression. I need to let her be who she is. I'm learning to do that as life goes on. We're going to celebrate 20 years next summer. Let me stress that there's nothing wrong with outward emotional praise of God. If you truly feel that desire, if you truly feel that need, that physical response to that amazing, overpowering love, and it would be wrong of me, wrong of us to try and suppress that in others, those who feel great passion for their God. In 1 Kings 8:54, Solomon knelt before God and prayed with hands spread toward heaven. In 1 Kings 18:42, Elisha presented himself to the Lord on the ground with his face between his knees. In Ezra 9:5, Ezra fell to his knees before God, his hands outstretched toward Jehovah. Daniel prayed on his knees three times daily. In 1 Timothy 2:8, Paul encourages Christians to lift up holy hands without wrath or dispute. Paul wasn't necessarily talking about holy hands and jazz hands and Holy Spirit motion, amen, praise the Lord. But a physical manifestation of praise is natural when you are really understand what God has done for us. When you really see and feel how amazing God is, can even wrap our heads around eternity. It's incredible. Oh, Jehovah, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory upon the heavens. Psalm 8:1. Now, outward praise to God should not be distracting. Remember, we don't want to be involved in showmanship. We don't want to disturb worship services. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves. And there are people that do that. They have that showmanship, and they may be charismatic by a need to show that perhaps they're more pious or they're more on fire for the Lord. Or perhaps they just want attention on themselves because I have no idea why they want to do that. But there's a lot of people that like attention. But brothers and sisters, the exact same sins can be found on the other side of the corridor by those who are conservative for the exact same prideful reasons. They are staid and stoic because they want others to see that they are more pious. They are more staid and stoic because they want others to look upon them and say, oh, well, he's very spiritual because he is in the scriptures. And they fold their hands to show others that they don't get involved in shenanigans. And they bring attention to themselves by their lack of activity. Now, there are those charismatics who are shallow and self-important seekers, and there are those conservatives who are joyless curmudgeons. But not all charismatic people are shallow, self attention seekers, and not all stoic people are joyless curmudgeons. I certainly don't consider myself a joyless curmudgeon, but the holier-than-thou attitude can be found in both camps of charismatic or conservative. And what we need to do is, what we remember is, we cannot assume what the other is really feeling. We cannot judge what the motives are of the other. So we don't want to disturb one another, but at the same time, we need to rejoice if we feel a need to rejoice, and praise God when we feel real love and admiration for God. God alone can judge the heart. Who is like unto thee, O Jehovah, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Exodus 15:11. The Jews revered the name of God so much that they never spoke it out loud. The word that we call, the name we say, Yahweh, is actually just a group of consonants that no one can pronounce anymore because they never pronounced it. No one alive today even knows what it sounds like. And so we kind of filled in those consonants with vowels and we got Yahweh. And then Yahweh was anglicized even later to Jehovah. And so Yahweh and Jehovah are names that we made up for God. Some call him Elohim, some call him Allah. But whoever he is, we acknowledge him as Father, King of Heaven, Shepherd, Master, Lord, Almighty. And he calls himself simply, I Am. And of all of those, I Am has the most power and depth and meaning. God is the only God. Isaiah 44:6. I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. God is eternal. Revelation 22:13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. God is the creator of the universe. Isaiah 44:24. I am the Lord who has made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself. God is the creator of man. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. God is good. Job 34:10. So listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do evil, from the Almighty to do wrong. God is wise, 1 Corinthians 1:25. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. God rewards those who seek him, Psalm 145:18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves him. Hallelujah for that. God is a forgiving redeemer. Isaiah 44:22. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. God is just. Jeremiah 9:24. I am Jehovah, who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight. Praise God, praise God, praise God, that he does not delight in evil, that he does not delight in torture, that he does not delight in darkness and misery and lowliness. Our God rejoices in loving kindness, justice, and righteousness. Our God chose us from the beginning. He knew us before we were knitted together in our mother's womb. He numbers the number of hairs upon our head. And he has given us the privilege to be called sons of God, adopted heirs with Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. For that reason alone, right there, that we have been redeemed through Jesus Christ, God is worthy of our undying praise. And how can we, when we really think about that, not help but to gush out praise to God for that? Our God is an awesome God, and he reigns in heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And this same Jesus Christ that God gave to die for us was nailed to a cross and sacrificed once and for all for the sins of all mankind so that you and I can be with that awesome God for all eternity. And Jesus said, I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Revelation 1, 17, 18. Our God is good. Our God is great. We must praise Him with all our heart, soul, strength, might, and mind, because He is worthy of our sincere praise. All of nature praises God, Psalm 148, 7 and 10. The sun, moon, and stars praise God, Psalm 19, 1. The angels praise God, Psalm 148, 2. Children are to be taught to praise God, Psalm 7, 8, 4. How can I not help but praise God? If I give half a minute's thought to the truth of the Bible, how can I help but praise God? If you see me sitting there sometimes, I'll be looking like Spock. Oh, yes, I'm full of reason. It's all very new with me. And in my heart, I'm going, amen, hallelujah, praise God. Praise God. We were in Denali Park a few weeks ago, and I fell to my knees, and I praised God for the glory of that beautiful surroundings. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to know that I praise God. I want you to know that I believe with my whole heart that there is a God. And I read online nowadays these intellects getting together and talking about how, yes, there are those weak-minded people that believe there is a God. And they're not following true science. They're not following true reason. And I want to slap those people. If you don't know, and I'm not bragging, but if you don't know, I have 2 degrees in science. I have a master's degree where I studied environmental sciences, including all the creation theory. I can tell you, I can list them. I just have this mnemonic device, the Proassic, the Jurassic, the Triassic, you know. I got all those periods down. Let me tell you what, it's bunk, people. It is bunk. There is a God. He is the creator. I believe that with my whole heart. I cannot help but praise Him. And hallelujah, He's right here with us. Praise God. Praise God. Praise Almighty God. Let me encourage everyone to focus time in worship services on praising God. Spend Bible studies where you don't ask God for a single thing. You just praise Him. Send some prayers, but you don't ask God to help you get a parking space or to get a job or a date with that gal, whatever the case may be. Just spend time praising God. Say, God, thank you. Set aside time in your devotional time to praise God. Just give God praise. You cannot believe how awesome just praising God can be for you and your spiritual growth. Praise God. So we're going to wrap up now, and I'm going to ask you to pray with me. I've got a prayer I'm going to pray. Bow with me while we pray to God. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. We thank you for your great blessings, and we know that all good and perfect things come from you. We thank you for your love for us and keeping the number of our hairs on our head numbered. We thank you for sending your beloved Son to die for us and to take away our sins. We ask you to bless this congregation, that our numbers will grow, that we will grow and mature individually as Christians. We offer our services to you, Lord, that you will be with us and make us your hand in service throughout Alaska. We give ourselves to you with our full self, our whole devotion, our utter being, and we will go wherever you send us to go. Show us your will. Most High God, we ask you that you help us to help each other, that we learn more about you and gain wisdom and faith from the scriptures, and we pray that you will show us each opportunity to spread your gospel in our own community. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In Revelation 4:8, we read about four mystic beings surrounding the throne of God, and day and night they cannot help but cry out, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God the mighty, who was and who is and who is to come." Amen? Amen. I hope that this devotional message was... There's my timer. I hope that this devotional message was encouraging to you, that it encourages you to praise God, to seek ways to praise God. I hope that it encourages you to allow each, every one of your brothers and sisters to praise God in the way that is most fitting to them. I hope that you will be inspired. If you do not have Christ in your life, I hope that you will see how awesome our God is and how awesome a gift He has given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. You know that this church family loves you and wants to see you grow so we can be together in heaven for all eternity. Whatever your need may be, won't you come for the invitation while we stand and sing?